This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 3 months ago, and I'm super excited to have them on the show. We're talking about ADM Endeavors, Inc. Well, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ADMQ. I'm with us today, and I'm super excited to have the CEO on my show, Mr. Mark Johnson. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your hard work, and I say that because, you know, you brought the stock from over 3 cents to 13 cents right now. You went out in the open market, you purchased over 1.4 million shares, you paid off the long-term debt of Just Right Products. All of that being said, how are you guys adapting to the current environment right now? What's going on in the world?
It started out a little challenging, but we've implemented all the CDC guidelines, mainly for safety for the customers and the employees. Early March, we saw that there was going to be a demand for masks, so we started selling masks, and that's been one of our leaders even today in sales. The COVID environment hurt a lot of our core business, school uniforms and restaurants. We hired Bruce Boyce, focus on local government bids and ISD sales. And that has been a plus for us because we've signed the Tarrant County contract, and then I think he's signed another five or six more contracts for work uniforms for government entities. So that's been a big plus for us. We've also changed our production schedule to meet the social distancing guidelines of the 6 feet. And so what we've done is we've staggered the production, and that's actually turned into a plus because by doing that, we're able to increase the machine production hours, which has been beneficial. Another thing that we have done is because of the environment, we found that Google click and ad marketing dollars go a lot further. The cost per click, I guess because there's not as much competition, has gone way down. So we've increased our ad budget substantially. We've also seen that a lot of people want more delivery. So we've increased our online platform, set up new sites for internet-based shopping, so that way customers can see the products, but they don't have to come to us to get them. On that product side, what we've also done for, you know, majority of probably 70% of our business is local. So we've actually increased our delivery routes where we're offering free delivery of like t-shirts. If they do, like today, we're delivering an order for 4,000 t-shirts to the customer. Normally in the past they would have picked that up, but we're just throwing that in because that's the kind of service that you're going to have to do in this environment.
I agree. The reason why I interrupt you a little bit, I just wanted you to give my new listeners and my old listeners just a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you guys make your money. Tell them a little bit about your retail sales and your screen printing production. What exactly you guys do out there in Fort Worth?
Our motto is kind of, is basically sell anything. We sell anything that has a logo on it. To do that, that would be pens, mugs, your typical promotional products. We have in-house manufacturing, which includes embroidery, screen printing, digital. The product offering's wide. We supplement that with direct importing from overseas because sometimes it's just cheaper to get it there. We try to do as much as we can stateside, and we like the control of being able to tell a customer exactly when something's going to show up and not have these hindrances with customs or new duties or new tariffs that continually pop up.
If a small business owner is listening to my show right now and he wants to learn more about your products, can he go to fwpromo.com and look at some of the products and place an order there?
He can place an order, and he can also call, and we have customer service that can help him get pricing, and they'll probably ask lots of questions because in this industry, there are lots of details because you have to get the logo, the proof, make sure we got a shirt color. If they're doing business cards, you know, got to get it all laid out. There's just lots of details, and we try to make sure that everything is signed off on before it's produced because mistakes cost money.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, your stock prices went up a lot in the last 30 to 60 days. Where do you see the growth going from here?
It should continue to go up because our sales have increased despite the environment. Our school uniform sales, you know, understandably are down 80% year to date in comparison to last year, but our overall sales have actually increased. And so I think a lot of that has to do with our shift in focus to government and mass, and then the increased marketing push to compensate for the loss in sales. The plus to that is at some point these kids are going to come back to school, and we really feel that 80% drop is really going to balance out to the end of the year.
I think congratulations is in order. I think you guys just recently got put on the bid list for the government contracts. Is that true?
Well, we got put on several, and that's a testament to Bruce Boyce, the new man that we hired. And he is working well with these governments, and his primary focus is to give them good pricing, but really ensure that their delivery is flawless. Like before he gets a contract, or when he gets a contract, before he takes a single order, he spends hours making sure all the logos, everything's approved before any order's done to make sure we don't lose money on mistakes.
Right. I agree with you. And the expansion plans, where do we go from here?
We've purchased 10 and a half acres. The plan is to move there. And then just yesterday, we put under contract 6.5 additional acres adjacent to that 10 and a half. And the goal is to move everything into one large facility because we really see growth coming. And if in our current location, we can't handle it and we're out of space and we're having to, as I said, expand hours to meet the demand. So the next step is relocate to a bigger facility.
Mark, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I'm in it with them. I own stock. So if the company does well, I do well. And for shareholders, I mean, it's the same thing. If the company does well, in theory, they should do well with a increase in stock price.
Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show. My guest today has been Mark Johnson. He's the CEO of ADM Endeavors, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. Take a look at them. Their ticker symbol is ADMQ. This is my personal opinion. I think they're still very undervalued here, around 13 to 14 cents a share at a market cap under $19 million. Mark, I wish you nothing but the best. It's exciting to have you on the show today. Like I said, I've been following your company now for about 3 or 4 months. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
That'd be my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.